Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
The Oklahoma Standard brings out our best, and it's time for us to step up. States surrounding us are protecting their citizens from secondhand smoke. But in Oklahoma, workers are still exposed to it on the job. Kids aren't protected from it in cars. And we're all exposed to cancer-causing secondhand smoke-filled air in unprotected spaces. That's not okay. It's time to get serious about keeping everyone safe from secondhand smoke. Because looking out for each other is what the Oklahoma Standard is all about. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com. A program of TSET.
Today's cattle futures market finished $1.15 in the August live cattle, 123.75. The next month out, October there is down 70 here, 129.60. The December live cattle, 65 lower at 135.62. The August expires next week. It looks like currently the cash trade in the South anyway is 122 to 123. That would be lower than where we saw last week. In the North, we're seeing some trade in the dressed at about 208. In Nebraska, but that's a little bit disappointing here, but it looks like the August live cattle futures are right in line with where the cash market is currently trading. The feeder cattle were up 15 in the August, which expired today. They went off the board at noon and it'll expire till tomorrow's index. They're at 159.45 in August. September down 70 here at 164.45. The October's down about a buck at 168.75. So September's now the front month. The feeder cattle index yesterday was 158.79. I suspect that tomorrow's will be right there at that settlement price for, against August, somewhere around 159.45 as tomorrow's index comes out. Keep in mind, today's index doesn't include today's cattle. Tomorrow's index includes all the 7 to 9 weight cattle that trade in that feeder cattle index state. That report will be out tomorrow afternoon.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
Today's grain futures markets look like they're going to be mixed here. We're still going here. We're about steady in the corn. The September corn is up 2.5, 553.75. December's unchanged at 551. The November beans down about 5.75 at 1327. You kind of have to ignore the September here as we're getting into the delivery period, but it was up 22 at 1368. The good thing about that is September's kind of one of those months that you don't have a lot of new crop to deliver against September. So sometimes when you get into expiration, you get these kind of moves where the front month, there's a little bit of a short squeeze. But the new crop November is down 6.25 at 1326. Chicago wheat up 12 to 13 cents. And Kansas City hard red winter wheat we grow here, it looks like it's going to be up about 12 to 12 and a half. December is at 727. And take note of July of 2022 of 8.25 at 714. It's been right over $7 for a good while now. And then that spring wheat is up 4.5 at 912. On Monday, we have that Stats Canada report, which is going to show us the spring wheat crop out of Canada. And it's expected to be roughly 35% lower than what is considered normal. And that's what's been keeping these wheat futures a little bit lofty there in Minneapolis.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.